Thanks to a Wisconsin photographer, his family, and a New York artist, another visual perspective on Woodstock is coming back to life through hundreds of unpublished images. Nick Clementi is a designer and artist based in Sullivan County, New York, not far from the original site of the festival. When he was searching for the photographer of a particular Woodstock image, he found a lot more than he was expecting. Nick joins us from New York. Nick, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity to share parts of this project. It's been quite inspiring.
Let's start where this story started for you. Talk about the Woodstock photograph that led you down this path.
Well, in September 2018, myself and another collaborative friend artist of mine, very focused on the music industry, named Mike Dubois, we said, well, here comes the 50th anniversary. Let's create some unique images and posters, and then we went off their ways. And one of the things that I had immediately thought of as a point of inspiration were some of the photos that I had seen various photographers take shots of the opening ceremony that was basically forgotten by a lot of people, but it really affected me in the early 70s. And that photo or photos were of Swami Satchidananda, very little known name at that time. And he did the opening invocation. So online, I found, to my surprise, a very high-resolution shot of that opening ceremony taken by someone who was on the stage because it was in the back of the stage. And there's Swami Satchidananda, his back flanked by his entourage, facing 400,000 or 500,000 people. And I looked at the photo online, kind of wondered why it was such high resolution without attribution. There was no credit to a photographer. So I took the bold move with, I'm going to use this photo, I'm going to create a poster, and I'm going to find the photographer. And if I don't find a photographer, I won't promote it, won't try to sell it or distribute it. Well, creating the image and the design, which is basically sourced around the powerful photo, but I did a little graphic play with it. And that was the easy and fun part. The difficult part was finding the author, finding the photographer. And I'm very familiar with the mechanisms and the processes of digging up information online, reverse image databases. I know photographers who were there, people who consider themselves aficionados in Woodstock memorabilia and facts. No one knew who this photographer was. They thought it was some of the other well-known photographers. It wasn't. And months went by, 2.5 months went by, and every now and then I'd chip away, no success. On December 6th, 2018, there was an article in a regional newspaper called the Poughkeepsie Journal, and it was another one of the many of explorations of, here comes Woodstock 50, what's going to happen? And there was the photograph, Swami Satchidananda, with attribution. It was embedded in the photo. I zoomed in. I see photo by Mark Goff.
Now, yeah, take us to Mark Goff. You ended up tracking the late, sadly, Mark Goff to Milwaukee.
And I found out that he had passed away.
Right.
On the spot, I Googled his name, passed away, and I waited after reading the obituary with kind of a moment of surprise and even mild shock. I just waited for about 6 weeks, and then I reached out to Mark's daughters, Leah and Allison. And they were remarkably open to the concept of me exploring what I can do with the material. All I knew was I was looking for one photo to have the rights of, and then in our conversations, as we were getting to know each other, they let me know that there was an entire file cabinet. And in that file cabinet, there were thousands of photos and hundreds from the Woodstock concert. And after creating a communication that was based on trust and mutual intention, they mailed me a box with the original film, the negatives,
wow,
including the 225 shots, 35 millimeter, mostly black and white, from the Woodstock concert.
Now, talk about, yeah, tell us the kind of the photos you saw in that treasure trove.
Well, I have a lot of familiarity with traditional photography, history of photography also. And what I saw there, suddenly I made some immediate decisions, and that was to go to the next level of equipment in order to maximize the quality that these photos deserved in terms of scanning. There are scanners, then there are scanners. I have scanners. I had two scanners. So I said, these photos are great on multiple levels. A, slice of history that no one's seen. B, They were just good photographs from aesthetic perspectives, compositionally, and they were very powerful. A portraiture that has that unique quality of capturing the essence without imposing on the subject, etc. However, the photos weren't in great condition insofar as it wasn't stored with archival standards and protocol. They were stacked on top of each other. So it was kind of a delicate first step, but we were able to salvage all but maybe a half a dozen. And in addition to the Woodstock photos, Allison and Leah also sent me photos from his tenure in the U.S. Navy on the USS Kitty Hawk. They are outstanding photos. Also, sections of what only comes under the chapter of here's the lens on the counterculture, alternative media conference in 1970, a series of other musical venues from Summerfest and Midwest Pop Festival, fantastic photos, great composition, filled with energy, and most of them were in focus, and even the ones at Woodstock. And I always kind of joked with myself, going, "Yeah, he just came out of Vietnam, so hanging out at Woodstock with all that, you know, chaos and energy was just another day in the life."
And that's the thing. He had all these put away in a file cabinet. It sounds like he didn't think he had anything particularly special there. He took the pictures.
I'm not sure about that. I think Mark Goff, never having met him, it's just I'm kind of living with his essence. Going,
sure.
Work for the last 5 or 6 months, maybe 700 hours. But every conversation I have with Leah or with Ali or emails, we're constantly kind of go back, and then other people, his friends. So I'm gathering information, and maybe there's a little intuition. Maybe I'm sure. I have a picture that he was not necessarily a person who didn't think they were valuable, but he was not concerned about the promotion of, marketing of, sales of. No exhibits, no websites, and there's a number of possible reasons for that. There's not enough time here to go into all the minutiae to try to understand, you know, Mark's psychology and his motivations, but I do know that he was at the right place at the right time and did the right thing many times as a photojournalist, but then he sort of moved on. See, he was, you know, there's a difference between being a talented photojournalist or an artist or a musician and dancer and having the ambition to let other people know. So Mark was like, I'd rather ride my motorcycle than knock on doors and get a gallery and deal with all the, you know, the ups and downs and the kind of, you know, dances that us artists have to do to get promoted, right?
It's interesting, Nick. You're making this connection with Mark Goff, this Navy veteran, this photographer, through his work and through his photos.
That's right. And we are pretty much the same generation. I graduated from high school in 1969, and when I saw those photos, it was flashback with emotion and deja vu, even though I wasn't there particularly. So I can relate to them on certain levels.
Can you talk about a couple other images that struck you, maybe of famous people or maybe just the crowds?
Well, some of the crowd shots were extremely telling. They showed, you know, like the path, not even in front of the stage. Like you see gatherings of these people, and they're chanting, they're singing or they're chanting, and they're holding hands. And there's a painting in the background of some kind of Buddha and these structures. So there were these kind of waves of people looking for some sort of spiritual experience. They wanted to go beyond the this is part of the counterculture, part of what our society was reaching out at that time. He captured some of that. He also captured some of the simplest, like here's a vendor, you know, before we have, you know, typical craft shows and festivals with vendors and organized booths and all that, and Woodstock was part of the evolution of that, maybe even the catalyst that broke it through. So here comes, you know, someone making belts and jewelry, and they pull up with their 1968 Mustang and open the trunk and put their wares on a rug on the ground. He captured some of that stuff.
What happens now, Nick, with these images that you've taken such care to develop?
Well, these images are going to be what I said to Ali and Leah when we first started to get to know each other and realized we had some, you know, mutual intentions is, I don't know how many of these pieces are going to sell, who's going to buy them from it, but I do know that many people are going to know Mark Goff's name. And I believe that he has a chapter or subchapter in history of photojournalism. And between when I finished the first round, which was about a month ago, I basically used my experience as a photographer and a designer, and I chose out of the Woodstock portfolio 80 photos that I thought were superior in quality, definition, composition, etc. And so they are all now produced, scanned, photo retouched, and printed out in archival media. And as we speak, there's 5 exhibits in this region showcasing this work. And we're breaking the typical conventions of exhibition and showcasing art and photography, because typically you go to a gallery or someplace that's showcasing art, and they'll ask you before they say yes to showcasing, where has this stuff been shown before and when has it been shown? And under the intention of trying to maintain some exclusivity, people like to wait and all separate in space before they'll give another show. Well, in this case, 2 months ago, when I was knocking on doors and making phone calls, I said, this is not going to be gallery business as usual. I'm going to ask multiple venues if they want to show some of this stuff, and everyone who says yes is going to get some photos. And a little bit to my surprise, they all said yes.
Fantastic. Hopefully we'll see some of those coming to Wisconsin, too. Thanks to Nick Clementi, New York artist. We've been talking about photographer Mark Goff of Milwaukee and the images he captured of Woodstock starting 50 years ago today.